This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, July the 15th of 2024, day 197th of the year, and only 169 days left to go. So, you know how it is. We're on the other side of that hill as we are talking. Anyways, we are broadcasting live from Querétaro, Mexico, just in case if you are wondering, and we're coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place.
Rio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Oh yes, hanging out with RadioBig.fm because, you know, that's what we do around here. So there you go. Anyways, big weekend, as you probably already are aware. I mean, I was enjoying Saturday doing a birthday celebration, you know, Lucha Libre style around here. But man, what a chaotic weekend things were. If you were taking a look around there, especially in the U.S., some interesting things going on. But I think you've seen the news circuits of the stuff that was happening. So there you go. A lot of stuff. So I hope that you are okay. I mean, that's going to be an important part for us to talk about, so don't worry about that. So a lot of stuff to cover today. I'm sure you've heard the news. You've heard the news stories about the things that are going on. So let's get to the nitty gritty, because I think that that's what we're going to need to do. So we are a show that talks about safety. We are a show that talks about news. So we talk about safety in the news, news and safety. So don't worry about that. If you want to be intertwined to what we're doing, all you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. As you are aware, we do this live 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Well, not 8 p.m., 8 a.m. That's, you know, where you get to call in. And then we kind of do the hours from 8 to 10 that we call the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. It's kind of all tied into the same thing. But just for reference purposes, you can call in directly during that first hour. I mean, you can call in during hour 2 and 3 as well, but that's a whole other story. But, you know, hour numero uno, callinradio.com, video, audio, and text messaging are the options that are readily available for you if you want to interact with the show. So no problem there. So as we are talking, that's one thing, but we talk about a little bit of everything. So if we're talking a little bit of everything, you know what we need to do? We need to start talking right away about what the hell was trending over the weekend.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we get into it this morning, what we know and where we go from the following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. In this section, we'll talk about that. Also, a judge dismisses Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter charges. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Also, Keri Russell details how the cast members aged out from the Mickey Mouse Club and a new doc question of the sexuality of a former president. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. And the Willis have been sporting on Sunday. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So with that being said, we have some professional broadcasters that are waiting in the wings to talk a little bit about everything that has been going on. And I mean, I think today is definitely going to be one that you're going to want to pay some close attention to. Keep in mind that we are a radio station that does some live streaming. We haven't been doing video over the last little bit, so don't worry there. We'll make sure to take care of you relatively soon in regards to that. I guess we can give it an attempt here or there in regards to what's going on, so don't worry about that. Also, we are a part of a podcast network, so don't worry. We will be in your favorite podcatcher around give or take 10 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. So don't worry about that. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and get into the news right now? Because I believe that's going to be important.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Future Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts for the latest world news. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged America to unite as one nation following the attempted assassination of his political rival Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the FBI has still not discovered a motive for the 20-year-old gunman's attack. Thomas Matthew Crooks was shot dead by a Secret Service sniper at the rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday afternoon. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
From the White House, Biden spoke not as a political candidate running for re-election, but as the commander and unifier-in-chief. Putting aside political differences, he said he was sincerely grateful that Donald Trump was doing well and recovering. He urged unity, saying America must now unite as one nation, and once again denounced political violence, saying it was contrary to everything that the U.S. stands for.
There is no place in America for this kind of violence, or any violence for that matter. An assassination attempt is contrary to everything we stand for as a nation, everything. It's not who we are as a nation. It's not America. And we cannot allow this to happen. Unity is the most elusive goal of all, but nothing is important than that right now, unity. We'll debate and we'll disagree. That's not going to change, but we're going to not lose sight, in fact, who we are as Americans.
And while the FBI continues its investigation to find out the motives for the 20-year-old's attempted assassination of a former president, he said it was time for law enforcement to do their job and encouraged Americans not to make assumptions about the gunman, his motives, or his political affiliations. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
China's Communist Party leaders are gathering for a key meeting known as the Third Plenum, setting the stage for potentially pivotal economic discussions. The four-day event will offer a window on how Beijing plans to address the country's persistent property crisis, weak consumer demand, and fading growth prospects. Laura Westbrook has more.
The Third Plenum is typically held once every 5 years. It's a meeting of the Communist Party's Central Committee, attended by some 200 members. It's a chance to enact far-reaching and pivotal policies. State-run media has suggested modernization will be a focus, but expectations are low for groundbreaking structural reforms. And this comes at a time of challenges for China's economy. Foreign investment is at a 30-year low, the property sector is struggling, and there is high youth unemployment. China's April to June GDP rose 4.7% year-on-year. That was below expectations and down 5.3% from the previous quarter. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN. The UK's Foreign Minister David Lammy is to call for an immediate ceasefire during talks with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on his first visit to Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories as the UK's Foreign Secretary. Meanwhile, Gaza's ceasefire talks have been halted without an agreement after 3 days of negotiations. William Denzelow reports from Baghdad.
Citing two Egyptian security officials, Reuters says Israel's attitude towards the talks betrayed internal discord. They added that talks were held back by Israel's delegation's contradictions, delays, and the introduction of new terms. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu previously stated he was committed to a ceasefire if conditions were met. Israel's military assault on Gaza City in recent days loomed large over the talks in Doha, with Hamas previously stating that it had the potential to derail ceasefire negotiations. William Denslow, Baghdad.
And a landing pier built 2 months ago by the US military as a means of bringing humanitarian aid into Gaza is to be permanently dismantled within a few days. The officials said the pier, which had been removed repeatedly to avoid bad weather, would be reconnected to the Gaza coastline on Wednesday, but would operate for just a few days before being disassembled permanently. Japan is set to announce a new development package for Pacific Island nations to further counter the influence of China in the region at a Tokyo summit this week. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
A draft declaration of the summit seen by Kyodo News shows that Japan and the PIF are expected to oppose changes to the status quo by coercion. To quote, counter China's clout, Tokyo is offering money. $380 million for development aid over 3 years to bring the islands closer to Japan. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the hop nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people, trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
It's Lizard safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Lizard safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. I was going to say 15 minutes past the top of the hour, but it's more like 17 minutes past the top of the hour. An American is dead for no other reason than supporting Donald Trump. Corey, let's see, Comparetto was murdered when a bullet intended for former president hit his head instead on Saturday. Two other men were hit, 57-year-old David Dutch and 74-year-old James Carpenter. As of Sunday evening, they were in stable condition. Another bullet meant for Trump's temple instead grazed his ear, and had he not titled his head with the gesture towards the video screen, he had been assassinated, no doubt about it. There is a GoFundMe approved by Trump for the families of the victim. You probably know that the shooter's name already, and if you don't, you can look it up. First-hand accounts supported by video say that the shooter climbed a tree to get onto a nearby roof where he army crawled to get into position before firing off the shots. And one video onlooker seemed to recognize the man and called him by his last name and asked him what he was doing. So there is some videos of that. In another, people are on the ground spotted the gunman well before any security detail did. So there you go. A lot of info going on right there in regards to that. I mean, and there are some things that are going on around that you can see as some TMZ exclusive, a lot of stuff going on in Twitter or X, depending on how you want to call it. If you look up some of those videos in that particular regards, what else do we have? The Associated Press reported on Sunday that local police officers climbed a ladder to get to the roof where onlookers said that the shooter positioned himself, but cowered when the shooter pointed his weapon at the officer. The shooter fired off shots moments later, according to the report. Amid the chaos, Trump rose to his feet and told his security detail to wait as he pumped his fist into the air and blood on his face, and he said, fight, fight, fight. fight, inspiring the crowd to chant USA with a thunderous response. There has never been a greater example in the history of American politics of a man meeting the movement. So there you go. But the Secret Service must answer for his gobsmacking security failure. A spokesperson's department denied that they suggested that the agency did not fulfill Trump's campaign request for additional security that were interested in diverted by Jill Biden's detail. Insiders close to the Secret Service say that they are categorically untrue. That indeed, Joe Biden administration has not provided accurate security for his main rival. We don't know, and we won't know because Biden's administration has not all the information about what has been going on. So we'll have to talk about that as we go forward. Let's get into some more information here. What else do we have done here? So information. So what else? There's a big portion about a lot of this stuff. Let's talk about some of the fallout going on real quick. In the other attempted assassination followed the shooter of the explosive devices in his vehicle, according to the Wall Street Journal. There is no telling what else was planned before being shot by the counter snipers. Real Clear Politics reports that Trump's security detail is understaffed and only received approval for counter snipers the day before the rally, not giving two men the proper time to scout out the location. Also, Melania Trump issued a beautiful statement about love and unity in the time of crisis. Elon Musk endorsed Trump in a social media post after the shooting. He also called on the director of the Secret Service and a head of the Trump security detail to resign. Logan Paul posts, to survive an assassination attempt by mere millimeters, then stop your security so you can raise your fist in defiance of death is the most badass thing I've ever seen in my life. Far left activist commentator, Zink Jorg writes, Trump sticking the hand up and saying fight, fight, fight while the crowd chanted USA was badass. Trump spent Saturday night at his country club in New Jersey, as Sunday morning even staff and members were not allowed to on the property for abundance of caution. But later, social media video showed Trump in his golf course hitting the links. The Biden campaign has temporarily suspended all TV ads, though they're expected to resume immediately. Also worth noting, no cities are on fire, no businesses were robbed, no homes were looted, and no cars were turned over. So that's information that was provided. So a lot of things going on there. So there you go. I mean, you know that that's going to cover a good chunk of the news stories that were going on because of everything that happened over the weekend. So be on the lookout for that. I mean, there was a plethora of info in regards of things that were going on. I mean, it was news story after news story after news story. I look at it from the standpoint of this. I don't care what party you're affiliated with, what you look at. No one should be attempted to be assassinated or assassinated, period. No level of violence should be going out there because of where you stand or if you agree with a person or disagree with a person. This is just not one of those things that should be taking place, at least not, you know, and not just in this country, but in any country. When we start talking about some of this stuff, it's just crazy to me that when you start thinking about this and how things go, and I mean, who even knows how this person was mentally that they said, hey, this seems like a good idea, that they got up on Saturday, July the 13th of 2024 and said, this is what I'm going to go out there and do. So I don't know. A lot of stuff to think about as we are talking.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, and as we get into it, the weekend wasn't much better, as I'm going to share the following information. Let's talk about some things that happened as well. Actor Shannon Doherty has died. She passed away on Saturday in Malibu. After years-long battles with breast cancer, Doherty is best known for her roles in Beverly Hills 90210 and Charmed. She was only 53 at the time of her passing. Also, fitness instructor Richard Simmons has died. He passed away on Saturday, just one day after his 76th birthday. Initial reports say that he died of natural causes, though some reports say that he was found on the floor in his bathroom by a housekeeper. Either way, his cause of death has not been confirmed. The health health guru rose to fame in the 1970s and the 1980s after opening several gyms across the country and releasing high-energy fitness tapes. He chose to step away from the public eye about a decade ago, though appeared to be making a resurgence, if only on social media. Also, former football star Jacoby Jones has died. He passed away on Sunday. No further details were shared. Jones spent 9 seasons in the league, mostly with the Texans, Ravens, and Steelers. His final season was with the Chargers. Jones was also a major player in the Ravens' 34-31 Super Bowl win over the 49ers in 2013. He was only 40 at the time of his passing. Also, sex therapist Dr. Ruth has died. She passed away on Friday at her home in New York City, surrounded by her family. According to a statement by her publicist, no further details were shared. Wessingheimer Dr. Ruth is best known for her late night sex talk show, in which she advocated for open dialogue in dialogue on the matters. She was 96 at the time of her passing. Also, astronaut Joe Engel has died. He passed away last Wednesday in Houston. No cause of death was shared. Engel is the only astronaut to have piloted an X-15 aircraft and a space shuttle. He was 91 at the time of passing. Man, that's a lot of death information. You know, it's terrible to hear when you start talking about this in regards to that. But it was, I mean, like I said, super busy weekend in regards to some of the stuff going on. Maybe I can give you some good news. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes, they're both 28. The couple announced the news on Instagram that baby number 3 has arrived, showing off their baby the family of 4 while holding an ultrasound photos. The newest addition will join the big sister Sterling and big brother. So, I mean, at least it was an announcement of something good. At least it sounds that way if we're taking a look as we are going forward. Anyways, let's talk about the box office, because that's going to be important to some. The Lion King, a re-release happened over the weekend. It came in at number 10, making $1 million. Sound of Hope, The Story of Possum, $1.3 million. Maxine was at number 8 with $2 million. And number 7 was Horizon, An American Saga Chapter 1, with $2.4 million. At number 6 was Bad Boys Ride or Die, $4.4 million, came in at number 5. At number 5, Fly With Me, $10 million, new to the movie sequence. Also, A Quiet Place Day 1, $11.8 million. At number 3, Inside Out, Inside Out 2, with $20.7 million. At number 2, Long Legs. I don't even think I've heard of this one. Came in at $22.6 million. At number 1 was Despicable Me Part 4, $44.6 million. So there you go. That kind of rounds up the top of the box office as we are talking. Also, let's talk about the Dow. It increased by 247 points on Friday to close at 40,000. That was an all-time high. Well, let me see, 40,000.9. That's an all-time high. The S&P increased by 30 points to close at 5,615, and the NASDAQ ticked up by 115 to close at 18,398. West Texas Intermediate closed at $82 on Friday, and Brent crude was also at $82, so there you go. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.52 on Sunday, and Bitcoin rebounded nearly 3% on Sunday, trading around $60,800. And there was more than 6,815 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 405 such cancellations. So there you go. If you were traveling, sounds like a little rough Sunday for you. No doubt about that. Also, Tuesday's Mega Million drawing will be for $226 million. The jackpot is for $106.9 million cash payout, and tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $64 million jackpot or a $30.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, well, I think it's time to do so if you're into that kind of thing.
You are listening to Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because I thought that this was really, really, really interesting coming in over the weekend. So after a few days of proceeding, Judge Mary Marlo Summer dismissed the involuntary manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin on Friday due to the prosecution withholding evidence from the defense. Here's what happened. The jury was sent home on Friday so Judge Summers could hear the testimony about the non-disclosure of evidence, especially ammunition that was provided to investigators but never cataloged in the investigation. In the effort to avoid a dismissal, prosecutors argued that the importance of the evidence was misconstrued. The case was dismissed without prejudice, meaning that Baldwin cannot, let me make sure that I say that, cannot, one more time,
cannot
be tried again for this. So Baldwin was spotted celebrating his courtroom victory on Friday evening at a hotel bar in New Mexico alongside his wife and other supporters. A camera crew was also on the scene, perhaps getting footage for the family forthcoming reality show. This is according to TMZ. Also, Baldwin reacted on Saturday. Baldwin addressed the dismissal on Instagram, writing, "There was too many people who have supported me that I need to thank. To all of you, you will never know how much I appreciated your kindness towards my family." In the follow-up post, he shared a movie poster for Skywalkers and urged followers to go see. Okay, I mean, I guess that's weird. What about Hannah? Well, many of now are asking if the Russ Armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, 18-month sentence for the exact same charge that Baldwin was facing will be overturned. If nothing else, it could be help her with the appeal process, that's for sure. Also, never forget that the true victim in all of the this was cinematographer Helena Hutchinson. Despite Baldwin charges being dismissed, she's still dead. Her husband is still a widow, and her son is still without a mom. While Judge Summers didn't want Baldwin's role as a producer to be part of the trial, the fact of the matter is that he was only the star of the film, but also someone with the role having responsibility of what happened on the set. Several crew members have reported the actors acting, kind of wild on the set with weapons during other points of the filming and between scenes. Should that not all been taken into account? I don't know. That's going to be a question for somebody else. Hutchinson's family thinks that so, and so plans to fight till the end and hold Baldwin responsible for the death. So we'll see what ends up taking place next. No doubt about that. There's going to be an ongoing thing, no doubt, as we are talking. So don't worry here as we are talking here, there, and a little bit of everywhere, because you know how this goes. We're going to talk about everything that happens going forward. So I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint is more than likely, if we take a look at this, I am assuming that a lawsuit will be coming in, because that's just the way that sometimes the world goes. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do around this time? No, seriously, let's do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, as we are talking, moving and grooving, and everything that is going on inside of the world, everything that is going on inside of this little, you know, inside of this session, inside of this guru-ness, inside of everything. I mean, I have to tell you, ever since Saturday, my brain has been kind of a little bit all over the place, taking a view to what is going on inside of portions of the world. And listen, I am not one to sit back and do political commentary, because that is definitely not a joy in my life. I don't want to sit back and go, oh, yes, politics is my favorite, so let's talk about this, because that's just not me, and that is a straight-up lie if I were to tell you that I love talking about politics. But boy, has the world gotten kind of strange when it comes to some of these things. And I keep on taking a look at this, and I go, wow, when do we start agreeing and disagreeing and not agree to disagree? But man, can we ever have a standpoint where you and I can have a conversation and we don't have to agree on certain things? Like, I will tell you, I will take a look sometimes on social media Because what? Who doesn't? I mean, at this point, and especially particularly on LinkedIn. And I am amazed on some of the bastardization that people will talk about when it comes to the world of safety. And when I start talking about this, it's like, I don't understand where people want to lose their shit, because it gets really strange sometimes when we start talking about this. And what do I mean when I say this? Well, have you ever noticed where if somebody believes in safety one, they are hardcore believers in this and they want to say that there is so much science to prove that they're right? If you have someone who is in safety two, they will argue about how their philosophy supersedes some of this other information that's out there. If you talk to somebody who's into HRO, let's just say it that way, that nobody can supersede how stuff is done. And listen, I will read some commentary sometimes that people will make about on post. Well, they'll talk about the blood of these dead workers in an organization by doing, and insert whatever method of safety you want here, is on these forefathers, foremothers, or whatever, that believed in this system and how it should work ahead of time. And it is your fault for marketing and selling all of this information. And this is going to cause these issues for people in the future. I get really weirded out by that, because I go, what are people thinking? I mean, like, you start saying some crazy stuff like that. Like, that gets strange. I mean, I don't think that is a common thing that someone is to say. And it's weird because it gets to like any side of the aisle that you're on. And one could argue a lot of strange things here. I mean, let's not lie about this. I don't ever understand what is it that the large disagreement is on. And let me explain what I mean here. Is it at the end of the day, we're trying to do a couple of different things? Keeping people alive and keeping people safe. I mean, I think that should be kind of still the core elements of what we're looking at going forward. Regardless of where you stand, can we agree on that particular portion? Because sometimes I take a look at this, and I'm not saying it's political, because, you know, God forbid that it be the case, but look at it from the standpoint of, what are we trying to accomplish? Checking a box, regardless of where you stand, is not going to improve what's going on. Safety 2, safety 1, HRO, I mean, insert whatever methodology into here, does not mean the world is going to be better inside of your organization because you got the new shiny candy. What can we do to all get along? What can we do to make sure that we understand each other and be open to those dialogues?
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. Safety FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training. And I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
What?
Okay, you are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, this right here, this is Closing In by ICM. We'd like to thank ICM for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, so go ahead and give it a little streamer-eamer action if you haven't done so already. As you know, we love new music around here, no doubt about that, as we are talking. So there you go. Yeah, you know, we always like to play some new stuff, no doubt. So there you go. Closing In. And I said ICM, I meant IOM. There you go. Apparently I can't see today. So there you go. Enjoy it a little bit more here. Okay, so let's get into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on. And let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, click all the way on the far right-hand side on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. All kinds of info waiting for you just to go over there. Listen, you might take a look at it and go, well, this is not something that I need, but it might be something that somebody else might need. If not, you can actually see how you can be involved, even talking about self-care or even other information that's readily available. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Let's get back into some information real quick about some of the things that are going on inside of the world, though, because why would we not do that? You know what I'm saying? Because we have always all kinds of commentary of things that are going on. At least it feels that way. Especially when I come back in on a Monday going, man, what did I miss? And, you know, this weekend was not one of the ones that you were sitting around going, I missed a lot. Because there was a lot of things going on all at the same time, too. So let's talk about this. I hate to spring this information onto you on a Monday, according to a new research, the average person spends, you ready for this? 1,460 hours each year feeling tired. To break that down, that works out to about 4 hours of blurry-eyed staring into nothingness each and every day. And want to know more? The survey carried out in the U.S. also found that about a third of all of us often still feel tired, even after a good night's sleep. Perhaps as a result of 32% of respondents said that they find themselves procrastinating on chores when they feel tired, and 30% said that sometimes simply stay in bed. 21% shared that they end up skipping exercising, and 20% said avoid cooking. 58% of those surveyed agreed that being tired often keeps them from enjoying life. I'm opposite. Enjoying life leads to me feeling tired. Maybe that's the way that I need to look at it. And well, if being tired keeps me from cooking, at least it's not all bad information when you think about it.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
I mean, is it all bad when you start thinking about it? So take a listen to this. Samsung has launched its latest AI-enabled wearable, a smart ring that can help you monitor your health. Last week, the company revealed the Galaxy Ring, priced at about $400, as well as the latest smartwatch. And both use AI, analyze health data from the persons wearing the device, provide customizable assessments of their well-being through the energy score that will deliver a rating from a scale of 1 to 100. They also can make recommendations of the wearable, the virtual fitness coach, and the most of the collection devices. Some data will need to be sent to data centers, where Samsung promises to protect like a virtual Fort Knox. And if you're interested in the possibilities of something like a smart ring can present, here's some good news. Owning one won't mean that you're another device to recharge every night. The new Galaxy Ring is equipped with, are you ready for this? A battery that can last 6 to 7 days before needing a charge. 6 to 7 days, even longer if you have activity levels like mine, I would imagine. I mean, that's going to be an assumption here. And also, it'll have a really smart to make up for the last ring that I bought. And there's also the dumbest purchase I've ever made. So a combination of things on how you want to take a look at it. So it's a smart watch. It's a smart ring. I mean, what other smart devices do you need? And can somebody explain this to me? What is the difference between a smart watch and a smart ring? Because if I have a ring on or if I have a watch on, shouldn't it be able to tell similar information? Because it is already making like skin-to-skin contact with me. So, or not skin-to-skin, skin-to-device contact. So shouldn't it actually already be doing kind of similar stuff? I'm just asking the question. I want a better understanding.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
I mean, I don't think I could be that far off my rocker in talking about this, can I? Just a question, of course. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and bring in some John Smalls in our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Nancy. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be." I love that. Each year, a fresh class of students fill the halls of every college and university. Some of these students are there because they have a dream to become something they want to be. Others are there because they're feeling their obligation as a son or a daughter or a grandson or granddaughter to become what their parents or grandparents have always dreamed their little one would become. And sometimes these dreams align. Other times, they do not. I've met several people who were obligated to do something, and they very rarely find happiness in that. I hope you follow your dream.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Years ago, I opened the door to my mother's room and found her kneeling in prayer. Her face was full of feeling as she poured out her heart to the Lord she so dearly loved. The intensity of her intercession humbled me, and I listened in awe as she bombarded heaven on behalf of her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Who, I wondered, will pray for us when she is gone? Proverbs 31 says, "Her children arise and call her blessed." Lord Jesus, I thank you for godly mothers whose prayers have shaped their children and protected them. Bless them, Lord, and give them their reward. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety show. Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Okay, so there you go. 53 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. So let's take a look around. Let's see. Let's take a look at 1975. Crews in Cape Canaveral, Florida, and Kashet, Russia launched their respective Manner rockets. The Saturn IB in Florida holds the crew for three Americans, while the other one that was launched carries about two cosmonauts into space. The crews rendered ships, highlighting the period of political disdain, between the United States and the Soviet Union that happened back in 1975. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Damian Lillard turns 34. Alexander Calvert tells 34 as well. Taylor Kidney, 43. Lana Parrilla and Ray Toro, both both turned 47. Diane Kruger, 48. Gabriel Iglesias turns 48 as well. Brian Austin Greer, 51. Scott Foley turns 52. Forrest Whitaker turns 63. Taro Quinn turns 72. Jesse Ventura turns 73. Ariana Huffington turns 74. And Linda Ronstadt turns 78. Jocelyn Bell Burney turns 81. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Get Out the Doghouse Day. Global Hug Your Kids Day. National Clean Beauty Day. World Youth Skills Day. Black Currant Day. Social Media Giving Day. National Tapioca Pudding Day. Why would you want to celebrate that? National Pet Fire Safety Day. International Stamp Our Sips Kidding Day. National Orange Chicken Day. National Gummy Worm Day. National I Love Horses Day. And National Give Something Away Day. That's a lot of stuff. I mean, that's a lot of stuff going on, regardless on how you take a look at it. No doubt about that. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. Just once, I'd like to live in a presidential times. Think about it that way. What else do I have? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the weirdest thing a guest has done at your house? I think that's a kind of a tricky, icky question. What is the weirdest thing a guest has done at my house? Does it involve like other guests or just that one guest? Maybe that's the question to ask. Anyways, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. This is most likely to happen in your home at 8 a.m. What is it? People for fighting over time in the bathroom. I was looking at a house online a few days ago. It had 8 bathrooms. I don't even know what you would do with 8 bathrooms. And it had more bathrooms than rooms. That's a story for another day. I guess we can take a look at it that way. Anyways, if you have not heard, we are doing a Conklin conference. You know, we're going to be talking about the world of human and organizational performance taking place. If you're interested in coming out, hanging out with us in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th, would love to see you there. For more information, go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io to find out more information. You're going to have the likes of Andrea Baker, Jennifer Long. You'll have Mark Yeston, Bob Edwards, Todd Conklin. I'll be hosting, and maybe a few surprises that you might not know about. So there you go. It's just some information right there. We'd love to see you there September 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. SafetyFM.io for more information. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with us on this lovely Monday. You are always the best part of Safety FM, and that is the listener. Not Safety FM and Radio Big, just in case. That is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with the following. Even if you can't reach even if I don't reach all of my goals, I've gone higher than I would have ever have if I hadn't set any. So think about that. Set some goals. Move forward. Life will get good as you set those. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. Sheldon Primus, top of the hour, Safety FM, if you want to hang out. If you want to go to RadioBig.fm, World of Music and Entertainment, going on over there for the next couple hours or so. Speak soon.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.